This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. For Pentecost underscore Tuesday underscore CE. First posted June 22, 2010. Zechariah 12:7-10. The Ideal King. Paraphrase. This is God's word of prophecy concerning Israel. The Lord declares that it is He who created heaven and earth, and formed the spirits of people within them. He is going to make Israel a cup of drunken staggering to all the surrounding peoples coming against Judah in the siege against Jerusalem. In that day the Lord will make Jerusalem like a heavy stone for all people who try to lift it, and they will hurt themselves grievously. And, together, all the nations of the earth will come against it. The horse will be stricken with panic and the rider with madness by the Lord in that day. The Lord will watch over Judah. He will strike the eyes of the horses of the enemy peoples with blindness. In that day the families of Judah will realize that the inhabitants of Jerusalem have been given strength by their God, the Lord of hosts, multitudes, armies. In that day the Lord will make the households of Judah like a blazing pot set upon wood, or a flaming torch among sheaves. All the foreign peoples round about will be devoured, while Jerusalem shall remain inhabited. The Lord will give glory to the households of Judah first, so that they will not be diminished by the glory of Jerusalem and the house of David. In that day the Lord will place a shield around the people Jerusalem. The feeblest of them will be as mighty as David, and David's house will be mighty like God, like the angel of the Lord, leading them. The Lord will destroy all the nations which come against Jerusalem in that day. The Lord will give the household of David and the residents of Jerusalem a spirit of compassion and supplication, so that when they see the one whom they have pierced, Jesus, John 19:33-37, 2020, they will mourn for him as for a firstborn and only child, Luke 2:7, John 1:14, 18 KJV. Commentary. Chapters 9-14 of Zechariah were written by disciples of Zechariah sometime in the 4th and 3rd centuries. Zechariah's prophecies were made during 520-518 BC and are recorded in chapters 1-8, according to the Oxford Annotated Bible, Revised Standard Version, Education by Herbert G. May and Bruce M. Metzger, Zechariah Introduction, page 1148, New York, Oxford University Press. 1962. This is the prophecy of the Battle of Armageddon that will usher in the end of the age and the return of Jesus Christ, the Second Coming. The pagan nations will gather and attack Israel, but it is they who will be destroyed. Jesus' millennial, thousand-year reign on earth will be established. Jesus Christ is the Son of David, Matthew 1:1, 21:9, and the eternal heir to the throne of David, to Samuel 7:5-14, Psalm 89:20-29. David is the forerunner and illustration of the Christ, Messiah. Both words mean God's anointed, eternal Savior and King, in Greek and Hebrew, respectively. David was the great human shepherd king of Israel. Jesus is the perfect, sinless, Hebrews 4:15, and ideal, good shepherd king of Israel, John 10:14-15. I have had a vision a long time ago of the panic and madness of the last days. That experience is part of what brought me to repentance and conversion. The true church is the new Jerusalem. The Lord will place a shield around His people. His people will be as mighty as David, who slew Goliath. Jesus is the leader of God's people, in the strength and power of God, Colossians 2:8-9. John 20:28. Jesus, born again, John 3:3-5-8, disciples will have experienced His great power personally in their lives. I have experienced His shield of protection, and His empowering of me. We see the Gentiles, pagan nations, gathering against Israel right now in the world today. We also see pagans gathering against the church. But these things cannot take place until God's will permits it. Just like Jesus was not crucified until God's timing was fulfilled. A note of warning, preaching on end times prophecy, is full to confront and convince people to repent and turn to the Lord, just as the Lord did for me. But new believers must not get hung up on end times speculation. Jesus specifically warns his, not yet born again, disciples not to speculate on times and seasons which the Lord has fixed by his authority, Acts 1:6-7. Nominal Christians have damaged the gospel message by professing to know when the end will come. Further, new believers have been hindered in their spiritual growth by being caught up in endless speculation, 1 Timothy 1:4. I personally have encountered a new believer who preferred to speculate on end times rather than to learn discipleship and carry on the mission of the gospel. I personally am no authority on end times because I have not pursued that subject. Preaching on end times prophecy led to my conversion 30 years ago. Then I read the Bible from cover to cover, began reading portions of the Bible daily with meditation and prayer, began trusting and obeying Jesus' teachings, sought the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17, and then began proclaiming the gospel, compare Paul's conversion, Acts 9:1-22. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14?